Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great Friday, a great weekend coming up, a big weekend for movies. There's a lot of discussion about, basically how the Oscar candidate movies all seem to be failing at the box office. Well, do they deserve it? We're going to be talking about at least one of those movies that is held to be a major Oscar candidate. It is yet another version of the children's classic, Pinocchio. And I cannot tell a lie about this movie. We'll give you the full review of the new version by Del Toro of Pinocchio. We'll also be reviewing Women Talking. Now, does that sound like an exciting film? It's been exciting to a lot of critics who are praising it enormously. It stars Rooney Mara and Jesse Buckley and Frances McDormand. And yes, it's about women talking about what they're going to do about the terrible men who have made their lives a nightmare. And Empire of Light, with Oscar winners, Colin Firth is in it. It stars Olivia Colman, who is an Oscar winner. We will be reviewing that as well. We'll also be talking to Jonathan Allen, coming up of NBC News. He's the author of the book Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. And we'll talk about whether President Biden should expect some more luck for Joe Biden. Is that what the new primary schedule for the Democrats is intended to provide? And there's one fewer Democrat. And what that means is still unclear. But breaking news, the senator from Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, has announced she is leaving the Democratic Party and officially re-registering as an independent. So what exactly does that mean? We'll speak to Jonathan Allen about that as well. But first of all, the entire country and a large part of the world has been extraordinarily excited, moved, and emotionally involved with the case of Brittany Griner. And it is impossible not to feel sympathy for someone in her situation. Now, I don't want to say poor baby. I mean, she's a very gifted athlete, 2 times Olympic gold medalist with the women's basketball team. But there was a piece last night on CNN where one of the commentators was saying she was forced into playing for that Russian team in Ekaterinburg because of the disparity between the payment of male athletes and female athletes. In other words, she was actually a victim not just of Putin and his KGB evil state, but she was a victim of sexism and potentially even racism here in America because she didn't earn enough and she had to go to Russia to earn more. I think that's obviously a stretch. And the idea that she is only being released or that people are questioning about her release because she happens to be black and she happens to be gay, married to a woman who met with President Biden, but all of that identity politics issues, that really needs to be put aside when you have an American citizen and somebody who has a strong following for people who follow women's athletics, and that's most American sports fans. I mean, nearly as many as follow male athletic achievements. But the idea that she is less deserving of concern because of, once upon a time she didn't want to stand up for the national anthem and she was one of many athletes who took that position. That's not the point. She got home, she got to Texas. This is a positive thing, and may there be some momentum here that actually leads to the release of Paul Whelan. And it's very tough. He actually was able to do an interview with CNN, and the Russians wanted to do that. There's a piece in the New York Times today suggesting that basically Putin has been handling the Brittany Griner thing the way he's been handling the entire war in Ukraine, with the idea that inflicting pain on the West will actually help him win major victories. I thought this was interesting. And it's amazing that the New York Times, with a one-day strike for over 1,000 news people, was yet able to come out with an edition today that had some information in it, some propaganda, as often. But in any event, they said the Kremlin pushed for more than a decade to get Victor Boot, convicted in 2011 of conspiring to kill Americans, released from prison in the United States. But it was only this year, with the arrest of in Moscow of the American basketball star, that the Brittany Griner, that Mr. Putin actually found the leverage that to get his way. On Thursday, pro-Kremlin voices celebrated Mr. Boot's release in a prisoner exchange for Ms. Griner as a victory, a sign that no matter the desire to push Russia over the war in Ukraine, the United States will still come to the table when key American interests are at play. Russia negotiated from a position of strength, comrades. Who said that? Maria Butina, a pro-Putin member of the parliament who herself served time in an American prison, posted her comment about, "We are in a position of strength, comrades." Whether they're in a position of strength or not, it's worth looking back to who Victor Boot really is, this arms dealer, a murderous arms dealer who was just released by the United States, traded in Abu Dhabi. They did the prisoner exchange for Brittany Griner. Listen to 60 Minutes piece from 2010.
Victor Boot, in my eyes, is one of the most dangerous men on the face of the earth.
On the face of the earth.
Without a doubt.
Mike Braun, the former chief of operations for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, told us Boot first exploded on the scene in war-torn West Africa in the late 1980s. Elevating bloody conflicts from machetes and single-shot rifles to
AK-47s, not by the thousands, but by the tens of thousands.
So he weaponizes civil war in Africa.
He transformed these young adolescent warriors into insidious, mindless, maniacally driven killing machines that operated with assembly line efficiencies.
Now 43, Boot from the Soviet Republic of Tajikistan is a mystery man who reportedly served in the Soviet Air Force and intelligence service. The U.S. has indicted him on four terror-related charges, including conspiracy to kill Americans.
What makes him a threat to the United States?
He is a shadow facilitator. He's arming not only designated terrorist groups, insurgent groups, but he's also arming very powerful drug trafficking cartels around the globe.
Well, let us hope that they will keep an appropriate eye on Victor Boot now that he's been exchanged. We will be coming right back. We'll be speaking with Jonathan Allen of NBC about the impact of the party switch by Kyrsten Sinema. Again, is this an echo of, remember, Jumpin' Jim Jeffords, the Republican from Vermont who changed the balance in the U.S. Senate? Will this change the balance? Not exactly, but it's significant. Why? We will be getting to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Want more MedVed? Go to michaelmedved.com or connect with him on Twitter at MedVed Show.
Mm-hmm. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved show, the FSB, the Russian Security Service, released video of Brittany Griner just on an airplane just before the prisoner swap with Victor Boot. And the video sounded like this.
Happy?
Well... Are you ready for one flight?
Yes.
Yes. Но вы знаете, куда вы летите?
Do you know where I'm heading to?
No.
No?
No.
No. No.
Вы летите домой.
You fly back home.
To the U.S.
To the U.S.
Да, конечно.
Everything will be fine.
Again, obviously the Russians are trying to make themselves look like compassionate, good guys, great people. And she had been sentenced to 9 years. 9 years in a penal colony. And now she's home and she's being helped by the U.S. government to try to accommodate. They have a program that has been set up for people who have been the victims of torture or isolation. And has she been made a victim by the Russians? There's no doubt. But there's somebody else who basically feels that she has been victimized and has to make a very big switch in her life. Kyrsten Sinema, who along with Joe Manchin has been the least automatic vote for Biden and the Democrats, the most independent-spirited senator on the Democratic side of things. And now she has announced she is leaving the Democratic Party. And in a Senate that is now with the election, re-election of Raphael Warnock, that it's now 51-49 in favor of Democrats, what does this mean? She says, in a natural extension of my service, since I was first elected to Congress, I have joined the growing numbers of Arizonans who reject party politics by declaring my independence from the broken partisan system in Washington and formally registering as an Arizona independent, said the 46-year-old Sinema, who is, she tweeted that early this morning. And this is the way she explained her decision to Jake Tapper over at CNN. This is Senator Kyrsten Sinema with her big announcement today.
I've registered as an Arizona independent. I know some people might be a little bit surprised by this, but actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, a growing number of Arizonans and people like me just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process and really just focus on the work that I think matters to Arizona and to our country, which is solving problems and getting things done.
Okay, and the real question is she going to caucus with the Democrats? Because it does make a difference in terms of the way the committees are set up, whether the Democrats are actually back to now having 50 votes, not 51. This would it probably would mean if she decided not to caucus with the Democrats. There are two independents right now. One of them is Bernie Sanders, who's still officially not a Democrat, but he caucuses with the Democrats. The other is Angus King of Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats. So if all of a sudden you have these three independents in the U.S. Senate who decide not to caucus with either of the major parties, that would make a very significant difference. That would tilt the Senate away from Democratic control. This was a promotional video that Senator Sinema released announcing her decision. Listen.
We make decisions about what's best for ourselves, our family, and our community. And so we don't spend a lot of time thinking about, is this a Republican idea or is this a Democratic idea? Is this liberal or is this conservative? That's not how Arizonans think. What we think about is, what's right for my family? What's right for my community? What's right for my future? There's nothing better than waking up in Arizona. Nothing.
Nothing better than waking up in Arizona. Well, nothing better than waking up as an independent in Arizona. Now, what all of this means is still enormously unclear. In other words, are they going to go ahead and the Democrats now nominate another Democrat to oppose Kyrsten Sinema? And would the Republicans then actually think about endorsing Kyrsten Sinema, even though she's not a Republican, she's an independent? That happened, by the way, in reverse in Utah this last election, because there was no Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate against Mike Lee. The candidate against him was an independent, Evan McMullen, who has a background as a moderate Republican, and he's somebody who ran as an independent against President Trump and Hillary Clinton in 2016, and he got a bunch of votes in Utah. But in any event, the Democrats decided, okay, we have no chance of beating Mike Lee, so we'll endorse Evan McMullen, even though he had said he wouldn't caucus with the Democrats. And the result was that, as with most incumbent senators, Mike Lee won, and it was not a particularly close race, and Mike Lee did fine. But whether this is actually going to change the whole structure of politics in Arizona, and will coming up now with a Democratic governor, a new Democratic governor, Carrie Lake, that's not going to happen. Is Kyrsten Sinema going to start a whole independent movement or try to do so in the state of Arizona? It's all fascinating, and it's interesting, and it's very relevant. But one of the things that is also very relevant to the situation that we're in right now is the fact that there's an aspect of the elections that we just experienced that most people don't acknowledge. And we're going to be speaking with in moments with Jonathan Allen of NBC News. There's a piece from Harry Enten at another TV network, at CNN, and he writes one of the most common refrains in politics is voters hate Washington and they want outsiders to be elected to office. But Senator Raphael Warnock's victory in Georgia's Senate runoff on Tuesday is part of a trend that suggests that at least in 2022, that wasn't true. Each of the 29 Senate incumbents who ran for re-election won. Every one of them. This year's Senate elections marked the first time in at least a century in which no incumbent senator up for re-election lost. First time in a century, like in the Senate, incumbent governors across the board seemed to do historically well. There was just one governor who lost re-election, Steve Sisolak of Nevada, and that one loss marks the fewest losses by sitting governors in cycles in which at least 10 of them ran since at least 1948. So what does that mean? Are Americans less angry about the state of our politics than we thought? We'll talk about that with Jonathan Allen of NBC News, author of the book Lucky, about Biden's barely winning election last time. Coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Congress released its much-anticipated report on the Washington Commanders and the organization's alleged toxic workplace culture on Thursday. The 79-page report concluded that Dan Snyder interfered with the NFL's investigation into his organization, that the NFL was aware of the interference and did nothing to stop it, nor did the league penalize Snyder for impeding their investigation.
The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's always an honor to be joined by Jonathan Allen, senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He's based in Washington, and he's the author of the best-selling book, the definitive book about the Biden campaign. It's called Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. And we'll talk about Joe Biden's prospect for barely winning or substantially winning the presidency another time in 2024. First up, the news of the day. It just seems to me it indicates something really very amazing considering what just happened in the midterm elections. Jonathan, we were talking before about how these were the first midterm elections in a century when there wasn't a single U.S. senator incumbent who actually lost a drive for reelection. And that fact does not indicate that there is a huge hunger for substantive change. And in fact, one of your colleagues, Harry Enten at CNN, says it turns out that few voters seem to want to throw the bums out in 2022. Voters actually seemed ready to have a steady hand in government, in which incumbency and official minimal change was favored. In an era dominated by the presence of former President Donald Trump, that's certainly notable. So what do you say, first of all, about the surprising notion that there were so few incumbents who actually lost?
It's truly remarkable, and it suggests to me that after years of voting against the, maybe in some cases for chaos, what we saw is the majority of voters in the key states across the country voting for the status quo, voting for stability. I think in a lot of cases, and it's impossible to run the counterfactual here, but I think in a lot of cases, the Republicans would have been better off if they had chosen candidates who were, more representative of the idea of at least some stability. So, change the party in power, but not throw out the whole system. But I think that there were several candidates in competitive races that Republicans nominated, some of them at the behest of Donald Trump, who ended up being incapable of competing in an environment in which people are a little, I think, a little reluctant to get rid of what they have for what they don't know.
Well, and what it comes back to is that I've thought of it this often, because the first campaign I ever followed, and I was still a little boy, that I followed earnestly was the campaign of 1960 between Richard Nixon and John Kennedy. And the Nixon campaign slogan, it was Nixon Lodge, and Lodge was a former U.S. senator, was someone who had been our ambassador to the U.N. They used the slogan, "Experience Counts." And that always seemed, well, they were running that against a senator who had been elected for three terms in, actually for in Congress in three terms, and then for the U.S. Senate for a term in Massachusetts, John Kennedy. And the notion that experience counts, could it be that people really do think it is useful for some of the people we send to represent us in government to have governmental experience?
I think it is, and I think, you know, politics tends to move like a pendulum. I think that perhaps the electorate decided it had gone a little too far toward favoring change over experience. You know, we saw in 2008 Barack Obama ran a change campaign against Hillary Clinton and then John McCain, both of whom were far more experienced than him in government and won that election. You saw Donald Trump in 2020 when, with that, I'm sorry, in 2016 with that, not just change, you know, it was a bigger than that, but he was effectively making an argument for change, against a field of primary candidates with more experience, and then Hillary Clinton, who had more experience. And I think maybe what we're seeing is voters saying it's not that, change matters to the exclusion of experience, that experience should count for something in making these determinations. And you know, so maybe that will get recalibrated a little bit.
Okay, meanwhile, that also brings us, when you talk about change and experience, you would think that Kyrsten Sinema would have a pretty good chance of getting reelected if she ran again as a Democrat, even though she has ticked off a lot of Democrats with her resistance to some Biden program items. But here she is this morning announcing she is leaving the Democratic Party. She's going to register as an independent. What does that mean, Jonathan? First of all, is that going to bring us back to a 50-50 Senate? Or actually, it would now be a 50-49 Senate, unless she decides to caucus with the Democrats. What do you hear? What's she going to be doing?
Yeah, she's going to continue to caucus with the Democrats. This will not disrupt the the sort of power arrangement in the Senate. If there's a 50-50 Senate, you would have a power-sharing agreement, so you'd have, you know, even numbers on the committees. That's not going to happen. Democrats will maintain their majority, or will now have majorities on committees that have been divided because they're coming in with one more senator in their caucus. It means less, probably, in the Senate than it does in terms of the electoral landscape in Arizona. And I think you're right. As a Democratic nominee, Kyrsten Sinema would have had a good chance of winning re-election in Arizona, certainly not guaranteed, a very competitive state. What's really driving this is that she would have had a challenge winning renomination. There's a Congressman, Ruben Gallego, from Arizona, who has been rattling his saber about a potential challenge to her. There are other Arizonans that have looked at that, and certainly a great deal of outside support for a challenger to her in a Democratic primary. And so what she's saying is she's not going to run as a Democrat, which creates a whole lot of opportunity, I think, for Republicans in the state. It seems much more likely that Democrats will be divided over Sinema than Republicans would be over voting for a Republican nominee or Sinema. But, it depends on who the Republicans nominate. It depends on who the Democrats nominate. And I think it's probably too early to make any real conclusions about how that plays out. It certainly will be interesting and will gain a lot of the attention that is not the attention for the presidential race, as 2024 unfolds, assuming that she actually does run for re-election.
What do you say about the departure from the Democratic Party of Tulsi Gabbard? I'm broadcasting here today from Oahu in Hawaii, which is her former base, where she's not well-liked. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is not somebody who was tremendously popular in Hawaii, which is, I think, why she left Congress. But now she left the Democratic Party. Is she going to identify as a Republican? Is that the idea in future races?
Yeah, I don't know what Tulsi Gabbard's going to do from here on out. I think what she found is that she had a little bit more of a constituency outside the Democratic Party than she did inside the Democratic Party, and maybe felt a little more comfortable outside of it. I think that there are some people who are very passionate and committed to Tulsi Gabbard as a political force, but it's a pretty small number.
Speaking of political forces, there has been this rearrangement, you've written about it, about the primary schedule, and that may help one candidate for president, and it's not Joe Biden necessarily. Who is it? We are going to continue that conversation with Jonathan Allen, a senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He is the author of the very fascinating bestseller, Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. We will be right back on how somebody else may be looking to win the presidency using the Biden revisions in the primary schedule. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Want more MedVed? Go to michaelmedved.com or connect with him on Twitter at MedVed Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
Even though it appears that when you actually look at the votes and the number of incumbents who won a re-election, that's not unusual, but that's unusual for every single senator. This is the first time in 100 years. Every senator on the ballot running for re-election won re-election. Yes, including Raphael Warnock. And with all of that, there's also a surprising development right now, which is suddenly there's a completely different primary schedule for the Democratic Party. And Jonathan Allen of NBC News believes that that may help one particular Democrat who might very well be seeking the presidency. Who is that lucky Democrat, Jonathan?
It's Kamala Harris, the vice president. First and foremost, this was done to help Joe Biden. It means that anybody who would want to challenge him would have to come through him in the state that was the cradle of his victory in 2020. But after that, Kamala Harris is forced in line. I look at this as a sort of a majority of the majority situation, if you will. In most presidential elections in recent times, African Americans have been the majority of voters in South Carolina Democratic presidential primaries. And the majority of those African Americans voting in those primaries are women. This is really a nice setup for Kamala Harris, who would be coming into a presidential race in 2028, or should Biden not run in 2024, as an incumbent vice president or the most recent vice president of the United States, if Biden would lose in 2024. And so this is a real opportunity for her to get a springboard or a launch right out of the gate, especially compared to, what the lineup currently is, which is Iowa and New Hampshire. Certainly not possible for a black candidate to win either of those states. But, South Carolina is demographically designed for Kamala Harris. It is a more conservative Democratic electorate than, say, Iowa or even New Hampshire. But, I think most of the analysts I've talked to have looked at this lineup say that it really does give a leg up to Harris.
And the way it's set up, it's South Carolina comes first, and then 3 days later, they do New Hampshire and Nevada. And the idea being New Hampshire, an overwhelmingly white state, South Carolina, a not majority black state, but certainly it's very possible and usually the case that within the Democratic Party, the majority of voters can end up being black in South Carolina. And then you have Nevada, which has a growing and very influential Latino community. So do you believe that this restructuring, and that is all the work of Joe Biden and his associates, Is that designed to keep him safe from primary challengers in 2024, or do you think he has his vice president in mind, and this is kind of an indication that he might well be endorsing her as his replacement?
I think that it is primarily about him. You know, it's hard to judge who's going to be a candidate down the road. I think you have to assume that the vice president will do that. You know, he was somebody who, as vice president, was very unhappy that the president not only didn't endorse him, but basically helped clear the field for Hillary Clinton in 2016, forcing Biden not to run when he did want to run. And he may be sensitive to sort of returning to a normal situation where a president doesn't harm their vice president, but actually is helpful.
You came to know Joe Biden writing the fascinating book about the Biden campaign, which, how can I say, when people read your book, Lucky, about the Biden campaign, it's obvious this was not a brilliant juggernaut where every decision was well thought out and pre-planned. This was a campaign where President Biden was helped enormously by mistakes that his opponent made. And is your sense of where the president is now that he is likely to announce sometime, maybe next month, maybe in February, but certainly early in 2023, that he is going to be a candidate for re-election?
Yes, all the indications I've gotten from you know, people who are close to the White House people who are close to the White House or work there are that they expect Biden will in fact announce that he's going to run. He typically has, you know, some sort of family meeting around the holidays, and then, you know, an announcement subsequent to that. I think I would be surprised if that happened before the State of the Union address. It would be weird to announce the campaign and then immediately do the State of the Union. I think that order of operations there is important. He is in a situation right now where he can, you know, politically, at least within the primary arena, can pretty much wait as long as he wants. I mean, I don't think there are very many Democrats that think he could be beaten if he runs. I think there are some who are hoping he looks at the prospect of another 4 years in the White House and decides he'd rather spend time with his grandkids. But, you know, I would expect the first quarter of, you know, of 2023. So sometime, you know, between January and March, probably, you know, after, if I had to pin it to a time, you know, probably not before Lincoln's birthday, which is February 12th.
This has nothing to do with Lincoln's birthday, and I don't think I can really make it fit. But when you're talking about Biden and his relations with Congress, he let something go yesterday where there was an overwhelming vote in the House for this military appropriations bill where the House people, recognizing Republicans are going to be taking over, they did a much bigger increase in defense spending. It's over $800 billion. But they also did what Kevin McCarthy had wanted, which is they took away the mandate for members of the armed forces to get vaccinated. And I would have thought that the Democrats would fight on that. They didn't, with the vaccination mandate taken away now, as Republicans promised they would do for the military, it becoming optional. Why do you think that Biden did not fight on this issue? Was it simply he knew public opinion was against him?
I think that's it. I mean, you know, I don't have any deep reporting on that right now, but I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me that he is looking ahead to 2024, and I think he is reading public opinion, and he also, you know, doesn't want this to be something that's forced upon him later. So to, you know, to kind of take it voluntarily when Democrats are in charge of potentially, you know, if they don't get credit for it, at least it would be hard to blame them for, you know, a provision that was done when they controlled both the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Well, I think what's interesting to me is that there isn't the kind of alarmism that you might expect, and the Democrats went along with it. The vote was over 300 to only 80 votes opposed to this appropriations bill, which is a hefty boost in military spending, more in line of what Republicans want than what President Biden wanted. And when it comes to the question of the vaccine and COVID, what's fascinating is the statements coming out of the Biden administration saying, look, most of the overwhelming majority of people in our military are already vaccinated, and they are sure that they will be vaccinating voluntarily in the future, about which we will see. There's a great deal about which we will see. Future of Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, talking to people, there are all kinds of Republicans out there who are very eagerly supporting President Trump's already announced re-election drive and think he should choose Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii as his running mate, which is one of those ideas that keeps people perking at night now, particularly now that Sarah Palin has left the scene. She lost her congressional race in Alaska. Coming up later in the show, we are going to be covering some of the big new movies of this holiday season. There's always a big kids movie, right, for holiday season. Is the new Pinocchio by Benicio del Toro, the creator of Weight of Water and other sort of dark, Pan's Labyrinth, other sort of dark and alarming films. Is this Pinocchio a treat for the whole family for the holiday season? Well, we'll tell you about whether this is a gift that should be in the exchange line or cherished as a family heirloom. That and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.